This is the Seedbed Daily Text for Friday, April 20th, 2018. Glory, glory, hallelujah. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Consider this. Yesterday, we introduced the idea of right belief, wrong life as a major theme of Peter's letter. But before Peter goes deep into that idea, he looks at right belief and right life, and it all starts with glory. Here's what I mean. As happens with siblings, one morning our 7-year-old middle daughter became jealous over something her big sister got. "It's not fair, Mommy," she complained. "You never give me anything or do anything for me. You don't love me." "You're right," my wife said playfully. "I don't do anything for you, except go to the grocery store for you, cook your meals, wash your clothes, play with you, read books with you, snuggle with you when I put you to bed, drive you to school," and on she went. "I'm your mommy and I love you, kiddo," she said. "It's who I am and what I do for you." 6 times in today's 2 verses, Peter mentions God's actions towards us and for us. Did you catch them all? Let's count. Peter says that by God's divine power, number 1, He has given us everything we need to live a godly life, number 2, God is the one who calls us to Himself, number 3, by means of His marvelous glory, number 4, because of His glory, number 5, He has given us great and precious promises, number 6. It is God's motives and actions, not ours, that make the difference here. This is Peter describing prevenient grace, the grace of God that goes out before all of us, working to woo us to Him, even if we're not aware of it. Peter says, by this we receive everything we need to live a godly life. And what is it we receive? God's divine nature. And what is His divine nature? His marvelous glory. So then, what exactly is glory? The Greek word is doxa, and it means one's essence. When we talk about the glory of God, we're talking about His fundamental quality or character. So then, God's glory is completely found in Jesus Christ. When we see Jesus, we see God's perfect love. We see beautiful holiness. And Peter says God gives us all of this because of, well, His glory. Jesus' divine nature can become our nature. God's glory can become our glory. That's worth rejoicing about. Glory, glory, hallelujah indeed. So then, if right belief is that God gives us His glory, then what is the right life response? To be continued. The prayer. Heavenly Father, I'm thankful that Your nature is to woo me so that I may also have Your nature. Through Your Son Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, please keep giving me everything I need to live a godly life. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, where have you seen God giving you everything you need to live a godly life? What do you think a godly life looks like? For The Awakening, I'm Omar Al-Rakabi.